T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories. It was a violent weekend in the city. 30 shootings, 48 victims, 10 fatalities. Cops were even shot as they sat in their patrol car outside their station house. He's going to break it all down for us this morning. As we get a live update from City Hall, we check in with 1010 Wins newsman Glenn Schuck.
And Brian, you know, for many years, New York City has been considered the safest big city in America. It seems we're losing that title. 24 hours, 10 dead, 48 total gunshot victims. Numbers we have not seen maybe ever. Now, what will the mayor's response be when he meets the media later on this morning? We'll, of course, have that for you. And a wave of violence we haven't seen in decades. Joe Figueroa from the Bronx, the same question many New Yorkers are asking this morning. What is going on? And how can it be stopped?
The shooting is not the first shooting on this block. It's been the second drive-by shooting. We had one fatality last summer, which was a young kid. His picture's on a wall on this tree over here. It's been bad. We used to have a patrol car parked on post in Nagel Avenue Academy for about a year, and everything was fine. The car left, it got worse.
That's in Mott Haven, where a police cruiser was shot at, bullets going through a windshield. The officers, fortunately, not seriously hurt over the weekend. Now, it's not just police unions that are speaking out, as they often do on social media. Individual police precinct commanders, they rarely do this. They're on Twitter now. Manhattan North and Manhattan South, both are asking elected officials to do something. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins, live at City Hall.
And from shootings to stabbings, we go underground. Cops say 3 men wounded yesterday, 2 separate attacks. The first incident occurred at around 7:30 in the morning. 2 strap hangers were knifed on a Manhattan-bound number 7 train in Queens. Cops held the train at the 52nd Street Lincoln Avenue station, arrested 1 man. They're still looking for a second. The 2 wounded men taken to Elmhurst Hospital with what cops describe as non-life-threatening injuries. And then less than 5 hours later, violence erupting on an uptown number 4 train right near the Wall Street station. One guy slashed across the left side of his neck. He's at Bellevue, expected to recover. The slasher still being sought, as is a woman who was with him. Police do not believe those 2 incidents are related. We move on now to a tragic story coming out of Flatbush, Brooklyn, a deadly fire. And we check in with Samantha Liebman. She's there with a live report.
Yeah, and Brian, 200 firefighters were needed to put out this fire that started just before 2 a.m. in the top floor of 30 Linden Boulevard, which was brought under control in about an hour, but neighbors say it was intense.
It was fire coming out, like you could see it. A piece of the window fell on my kid's niece, and she has a big laceration to her arm. It's just sad.
She'll be okay, but 2 people now dead, including a 12-year-old boy and a 69-year-old man, one of 13 injuries.
I heard the mom came out and she was crying for help, like, my kid is dying, my house is on fire.
Now, the cause still under investigation. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Wins, live in Flatbush.
The NYPD has released surveillance video of the man who came up to a woman at the 149th Street subway station, right on the number 4 line, just before midnight Saturday, started beating her with a cane. The 53-year-old victim struck on the head and torso. She's in stable condition at an area hospital. The guy, he fled. Cops looking for this creep. You know anything. You give Crime Stoppers a call, 1-800-577-TIPS. Big day today in the city. We're rolling into phase three of reopening hair salons, tattoo parlors, nail salons, too. Simone from the Bronx, pretty happy for people who want to pamper themselves. She spoke with 1010 Wins.
I'm not really one to get my nails done, so I think it's good for people that are needing that for, like, mental, you know? I think it's good. Pampering is awesome. So I guess, like, I'm not excited, but I'm excited for everyone else, you know? And also, like, for the companies that, businesses that need that, you know, they're finally getting their feedback, like, on the ground. So I think that's amazing for them as well.
All sorts of personal care services starting back up today. Tanning salons, businesses that offer piercings, waxing, massages, and, of course, places like spas following new rules to keep people safe.
We're ready with the sanitizer. We have dividers, plexiglass dividers between the client and our technician. We make sure that our technicians have been tested by, you know, COVID coronavirus.
That's Francis Pignataro, owner of the Ballet Slippers Spa and Lounge. He spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News. Now, aside from personal care services, more options for recreation today as well. Reopening of basketball, tennis, volleyball, handball courts, soccer fields. And good news, you can bring Fido back out to the dog park. Those are reopening today as well. If you're thinking of marking your time in quarantine with some Corona ink, well, you're not alone. Tattoo shops around the city report a lot of folks looking for COVID-inspired body art. A national requirement for face masks. That is what New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is pushing. He was on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday.
We need a national strategy. We're only as strong as our weakest link right now. We went through hell. We cannot afford to go through hell again. We need a national strategy, I think, right now, and masking has got to be at the core of that.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.